This show is a Phonik Media production.
Hey, friend, we're back, and today we're talking about the importance of
switching off.
Shoulder is still ruined. Hey, friend. Eye roll counter.
Yeah.
Eye roll counter.
Already got one. Gym injuries.
Are you kidding
Bored
me?
Of hearing
me,
it.
Me moaning about my injuries.
Of hearing it.
Anyway, hello, friends. Hope you're doing well. Welcome back to the podcast. We have reached episode number 10.
Ooh, do we get a surprise?
Yeah, fuck all.
To be fair, my sister has just donated a whole gluten-free carrot cake, so I'm just going to smash that.
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. It's like a celebratory cake.
Oh, okay,
10
fine.
Episodes.
Celebratory cake.
I mean, it's not many, but.
It's not many, but back in the day, 80% of shows never used to get past episode 7. Do you
what?
Remember the magical number 7?
So we are past it.
Past it.
My goodness.
Past it, smashed it, and still killing it off. Thank you for listening. Killing it off.
Killing it off.
I haven't said that since I was, thought I was a gangster 2 years ago.
When was you a gangster? You've never been a gangster.
Thought I was, didn't I?
Never, ever.
Do you not remember?
I mean, you thought you'd been many things in your life, Jase. But yeah, cool, no. Trendy, definitely not.
Are you going to be a bitch the whole time or just this beginning
Rockstar.
Bit?
Anyway, carry on.
Finished.
Oh, we still got that.
I've still got all of it.
How?
You can be the podcast
How
king
many
for nothing.
Things can you have in here?
As many as I want. Anyway, hello, welcome back to the show. Today we are talking about the importance of switching off because we switched off, didn't we?
We did, we've switched
sort of.
Off.
Sort of switched off last week when we went away on a mini break.
Family holiday.
Before we get to that point, I think it's important we have our review of the week. Because last week is about half an hour in.
Yeah.
So, and we've had a lovely review of the week.
Oh, so
here we go.
Nice.
Review of the week.
So I'd just like to say, we do actually get a lot of people like messaging us.
Guys, we're a big deal.
Telling us how much they enjoy the show, which is super like heartwarming.
This is heartwarming, was it?
And then you go on to YouTube.
It's a very different calibre of people.
So like on YouTube, we put up the full length video and then we also have what we call YouTube Shorts. So it's like snippets.
Here she goes. Content wizard, you say?
Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
So short clips taken from each episode. And this was
wow,
a clip.
Wow, clues in the title of it
where
being called a short.
James and I were talking about, you know, could we ever have a nanny, housework, chores? And I was probably just moaning about, I fucking hate it all. And Peter Standen made a comment and I thought, I'm going to shout this out. Why not?
I'm going to give I've got a little jingle for you. Here you go.
Thank you. So under the shawl, is it okay to get a nanny? Peter Standen wrote, I see a future for this woman. I thought, oh, this is nice. He's visualising my future. And then it says, and it involves cats.
So
thank you, Peter.
Peter, and this pussy's for you.
My pussy's not for Peter. I don't know who you are. Anyway, that's another story. I actually love cats, so I'm not really bothered about that.
The YouTube comment thing is really strange, though, isn't it? Because some of them are so, like, genuinely vicious.
And I'm like, but you've obviously watched it.
Yeah, but
and you've then taken the extra time to make a sly comment. I actually find it hilarious. I think it's brilliant. But yeah, so
we also had one on there.
I'm gonna be a cat woman.
Also on that little short. Which is like a short video from the main video. We put a short on there as well, just
YouTube
in case
shorts.
Anyone didn't get the clarity on that. When we did the one about the get a nanny.
Yeah.
Some random person was like, oh, imagine thinking you're so important that your life is that busy that you need somebody else to support you to just run your life. It's like
maybe like cut down on, what was it?
Yeah,
maybe like reduce your outgoings.
Yeah, simplify. Hello, I can't say that word.
Simplify
your life. I'm like,
I mean, to a point, but
no,
I mean,
not to a point. Get fucked.
Oh,
how about that? How about that point? Whoever you are on YouTube, fuck you. How'd you like that?
Wow. So that was that review of the week.
Oh, hunt you
meow,
down. I will
Peter.
Find you.
Meow.
No, Peter. Oh, pissy.
Love a cat.
Pissy Peter. Oh, pissy Pete. Chill out, pissy Pete. Do you remember
I bet he's got ferrets.
I bet he's got fucking crabs. And I don't mean the pet. Pissy Pete. Anyway, let's talk about the importance of switching off, shall we? We had a little break, didn't we?
We
had a little romantic break.
It wasn't a fucking romantic break.
Hey, it was in my eyes. Me and Hayley, we
went to Norfolk in a caravan with George and Louis and my mum and dad. So
a week in a caravan with your in-laws.
Definitely not romantic. It was
a week in a caravan with your in-laws.
My mum was super happy because we found this like never seen before 4-bedroom caravan, which seemed ideal until we realised that you basically just lost a whole chunk of the living room. But we had a great time, didn't we?
We did have a good time.
We did have a great time. But if anyone,
oh, we did have a laugh.
But if anyone has got kids, you know the transition of the holidays pre-children and the holidays post-children are very different. So
they used to be good, they're now shit.
No, we've had so much fun. And like we've relaxed in that we're going to come to it, like switching off from work, but it's also absolutely knackering, isn't it?
I remember when we were holiday reps and you used to get chatting to people around the pool.
Yeah.
And I remember being like 19, 20 years old. And the thing that you'd get from families, mums and dads from all around the world would be the same thing. As long as the kids are happy, we're happy.
And you'd and have I used like to people think, that come back, huh? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, of the same week like the same every year.
Like,
to the same hotel, at the same week, same time.
And I used to think, why? The world's such a big place. I totally get it.
Go travel, expand your mind. Fuck that.
That. The places that I used to travel to. Good all inclusive.
Little pool, splash pool, free ice cream.
On tap, whatever.
Good kids club.
That's it.
Fucking done.
All you have to do is think about you going to the pool or the beach. That's the sort of holiday we want.
Oh,
play park, splash park, done. Before, I wanted to like travel, I wanted to go to like Brazil, Argentina,
careful.
Japan.
The YouTubers won't like this. Imagine thinking you're so important you could travel all over the world. Oh,
my
what's
God.
Pissy? What are you saying now, Pissy Pete? She wants to go travelling around the world. Oh, how dare she?
With my cats.
With your cats?
You take cats?
Take your cat in a bag.
In a bag. I'm not sure that's legal.
Remember when I pretended I killed a cat? A boy outside in a plastic bag and you cried. I'll tell that story another time.
No,
I didn't kill a cat.
Now.
I didn't kill a cat.
I'll tell it now.
Okay,
so my friend was away and we were. It wasn't even their cat.
It wasn't even their cat.
His cat. Someone's
Some
cat.
Some random cat. But our mate was a vet, wasn't he? So he ended
up. He was looking after someone's cat.
Fucking Dr. Doolittle. He used to end up looking after everyone's animals.
Something happened, emergency. He couldn't do it. So he asked us if we could go and feed
him. He was
cat.
Away. So he had taken on this cat while someone's on holiday. Then he went on holiday.
Anyway,
he was like, oh, can you look after the cat?
So we go up.
But it's an indoor cat, so it can't go outside.
No, it's not allowed out. So we go up.
Indoor cats.
And like the cat had made a mess, hadn't it? And then the next day we went back and you went in on your own. And then you were gone for ages. And I was like, where is he? So I'm sat in the car thinking, he has been such a long time. So then he comes down.
This is one of
my
best ever pranks,
I reckon. He's got a big bag, like a black bag, just full of stuff. And he opens up the bin and he throws it in. He gets in the car. He went, oh
fucking
my God,
cat's dead.
The bloody cat's dead. And I was like, what?
So this is what happened, right?
Oh,
so our mate Thomas, who's the vet, he said to us, right, go in and check on it every day. Go and feed it every day. Go give it
probably
water every day.
Probably shouldn't have said that name, but yeah, it's all good.
Whoever it was.
Yeah.
Might have been a friend called Thomas. Might have been a friend called William. Oh. Could have been Bob. Could have been fucking Pissy Pete. Oh, you like your cats, didn't you, Pete? He's getting too much airtime now, isn't he, old Pissy Pete? But so he said, go in every day, give it food and water and all that shit. And then... like, it was fucking disgusting. When you think about looking after animals, it's disgusting. There was like a shit scoop. So just scoop the dry poo out. Leave the, what do you call the crumb stuff that's in it?
Cat.
Litter.
Litter.
Cat litter. Because cats are
it,
rubbish.
Like, shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Had an accident.
Yeah, he had shit all over the bathroom. I think I'd like double fed it the day before or something. So he's like, oh, don't change the cat dust every day. Litter. Just scoop the poo out. I was like, this is a disgusting conversation, but fine. So scoop out the poo. He said, every couple of days, then just refresh it if you think it needs to. Anyway, so I've walked in. The cat, I don't know, has had a curry or something the night before. Shat everywhere. So they're cleaning up this cat shit. I'm like, how is this my life? I was like, I better do because there's now like wet poo everywhere. I better clean this cat litter stuff. So I throw it in a bag.
That's too funny.
And it was just like a black bag. But it just sort of like went dense at the bottom of the bag and just flat. And I don't know where it came from, but I ran down the stairs.
I cried.
She actually cried. So I opened the bin, threw it in, and I jumped in the car. I went, fucking got to go. The cat's dead. The fucking cat's dead. And he went, what? What? I went, yeah, the cat's dead.
I started crying.
But then she started crying. And I was like, you know when a joke's gone too far, but you don't know how to. And I was
felt
like,
awful. I was like, oh my God, how do we even explain this?
How do we tell Bob's customer that we killed their cat?
It wasn't dead.
Wasn't dead.
End of.
Cat was fine.
Anyway, but
just shit itself.
We've been away. That was a bit of a story. Completely irrelevant, but hey. So
last cat noise,
we've been
done.
Away and we did switch off and it was so nice to spend time with the kids. Unfortunately, I'd had a really bad migraine before we went away.
Hayley Almond.
So it's a bit of a common trait. We never, if we're going on holiday on, say, the Saturday, you can guarantee that me and James are still like 11 o'clock the night before finishing work. We never seem to just have it all sorted. And unfortunately, I got a horrific migraine and I couldn't work. I couldn't look at a screen. So I did have to do a bit of work on holiday in the evenings, didn't I? But generally, I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't like scrolling social media. I mean, I couldn't get internet where I was either. So that helped. But we proper switched off. And each day we went out and about. We did like fun family parks, didn't we? We went to the beach.
The pier, the really beach, nice. Fishing like, all chips. That all the good British seaside stuff
really
you want to do.
But it made me, again, we've spoke about this before, I think, like almost I've realised that I'm someone, you know, like when people go, oh, I'm just always so busy. I'm just so busy. I'm such a busy person. Like it fucks me off because it's like,
it's like a badge of honour.
You label yourself like, oh, it's so great. I'm so busy. And then I have like friends that I see every so often and they're always like, oh, you're always so busy. You've always got so much going on. And I've realised that I actually don't know how to relax. Like,
revelation, guys.
No, but do you know what I mean? It's like, if like now I know, like, say there's no plans at the weekend and I can feel myself going, I need to make some plans. I need to make
You've already
plans.
Got plans. You've already, you're making us go see our friends.
Making us. Well, we want to.
Yeah.
No, but do you know what I mean? I'm just saying it. So like when you go away, I almost go so the other way that it's almost detrimental.
Yeah, but you say it's detrimental, but how can it be detrimental to relax?
Now I'm back. No, it isn't. That's relaxing. It's great. But it's almost like when I go on holiday, and maybe this is obviously normal, I don't want to look at social media. I don't want to think about work. Sometimes we take like notebooks, don't we? We're like, in case we get like, you know, like inspiration to like write stuff down. Why fucking bother? Because I never feel inspired. I just want to like switch off completely. But
why? But you still, even like now, like we've been together nearly 20 years now. Every time we've gone, fucking felt like a lifetime.
Long time.
Every time we go away, yeah, you always have the same thing. Oh, I'm so switched off. But like too switched off.
Because when I come back, I then go.
You just get into it because you have to.
Yeah, but it takes me that while to kind of like get my mojo back. And I don't know if that's like because am I escaping reality or am I switching off? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't know which one it is.
No, I don't know because I love what I do. But then it's like, I don't know, I just find myself, or maybe it is just because I say about switching off, but then at the back of my mind, I was like, I had things to do. So you then begrudge that.
But you're saying that you switched off and like, I didn't look at social media and blah, blah, blah. You worked for like 4 nights. Three. You ended up working.
But that's because, like two or three hours. I had a migraine, so I hadn't been able to finish my
But then you couldn't fully switch off because then even the concept of doing the work was still there in the back of your mind, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I go the other way. Like, I actually don't like switching off. And do you know what? I always sort of maybe label that as like it's not good. It's not good.
You're like, it's too long. 7 days, a long time. It's like, fuck off.
I do.
So you're like, I want to get back to work because the thing is, do you think it comes down?
I listened to a podcast this morning though, right? With Alex Hormozy, who's the guy who's done $100 million offers, is the famous book he's done. And he's become, I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because he makes great content. But he's like, his content's blown up in the last couple of years. And he runs really successful businesses.
Blown up.
Please never do that
again.
I'm
really hot in this jumper, I'm just going to say.
You do look hot in that jumper. No. Yeah.
Knitted by my mum. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. But he was saying that, they were talking on this podcast about like toxic, they were saying about, you know, hard work is labelled as a bad thing these days. He went, why? He went, why is it labelled as a bad thing? He said, I have no hobbies other than going and working out. He's like me, buff. He's like me, pretty buff. If you, maybe Alex, if you're doing the clips, if you could just put a picture of me and Alex
and
Hormozy.
And a baked bean can.
What is your obsession with a baked bean can? I pick up big weights.
Like, yeah, like how many pounds? Are they in pounds?
They're in kilos.
How many kilos?
32 kilos.
32?
32, bruv!
But you can't do 35. Yeah.
I don't do it in 35s, I do 34s. You idiot!
I don't know.
You've ruined it.
I don't know. I've never really been in the gym.
Anyway, he kept talking about, he said, I've got no real hobbies. All I do is I go to the gym, if you can class that as a hobby, and I work. He said, and I love it. He said, I do what I want to do all day, every day, with the people I want to do it with. He said, yeah, of course you get like stresses and strains of running companies. He sold one of his companies, he sold like 2/3 of it to an investment firm for like $46 million. He'll probably do $1 billion in the next 5 years in terms of sales. But he just really genuinely enjoys it.
That's
but I think you're almost like...
I feel like that. And then I think maybe we force ourselves to not be like that.
Yes, yeah, so,
like,
I've got to switch off. I don't want to...
But like, there is an importance of switching off, because that's what I'm saying, is that I don't feel like... You know, when you're going away, I don't feel like I transition into like, oh, now I'm away. I feel like it's almost like, oh my God, work, so much, crazy. And then it's like, bang. Nothing. And I'm saying that's what I don't know if that's a healthy. Do you see where I'm coming from?
But that's probably all entrepreneurs, yeah, to be fair. Especially
any like business owners who are going away.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're like a solopreneur like you are, because when you're not doing
solo,
the work.
Oh, I'm so alone.
She's so lonely.
But I've got someone that works for me now. Shout out to Carly. Love ya. Anyway, sorry.
Is that your small business shout out?
No.
I was just another one of your people involved in your ecosystem that you're shouting out.
Someone that works with me, yeah. Thanks. Anyway, carry on.
Fucking hell. It's like being married to Sarah Blakely. Spanx founder.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She's a very nice lady. There you go. There's the epitome. Sarah Blakely and her husband, Jesse Itzler.
Yeah.
They seem like they've got it absolutely nailed down. They work, but they just love it.
Yeah.
And they take loads of time out for their hobbies, but they intersperse it with their work. I think sometimes there's this like, you either work in or you're off.
I was...
It's important though, to your point, I think it is important to have that break for other people, like the kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved our focus and attention, the fact that 100%. We weren't on our phones all the time, we weren't working.
Balance of everything. Yeah. But I was working with one of my clients this week. Can I shout them out? Lucy and Shakir.
Fucking hell, I had another shout out.
Also my coach.
I had another shout out.
Female empowerment coach. She is a legend.
Jesus Christ.
But she's
she
actually
owes us
written
money for the amount we talk
a
about her.
Post about that whole work-life balance is a myth. And it was really interesting because it's like, it's so true. Like everyone goes, you know, you've got to get this work-life balance. But it's like, actually, it's all one thing. Like enjoy
your
work, enjoy your personal life. But it's all one thing.
Yeah.
There's no point in kidding yourself that like things switch off at 5 o'clock and then it's like your personal life. You like it all integrates.
Maybe it is that if you've got like a standard job, if you just go to an office and you work from 9 till 5 and you just finish that job and that's it. And it's maybe something you're not passionate about,
No, I think it's just if you've got a job, you've got set hours and sometimes it might be you can only do your job in that environment and then you leave. But if you run a business or you own a business, I don't think it does just stop. Do you know what I mean?
No, but I also think that in this day and age, I don't think even if you work in a company, I don't think it just necessarily stops.
Oh, okay.
Unless the culture of it is to stop.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Like with my guys in the office, you know, probably in the year that we've been employing people, there's probably been 3 times in that year when people have had to stay late to get something finished because it was like urgent.
Yeah.
Other than that, they can go home at 5 and they can come back in at 9 and there's no touching base overnight and no messaging and blah, blah. You know, how I used to work with them, you know, when I had a coaching business, from 5 o'clock in the fucking morning till about midnight, constant message, completely unnecessary, don't get me wrong. But you feel like, I guess that maybe the overarching message of this whole section is that there is no right or wrong.
No.
There is no work-life balance. It's probably finding a life blend.
I think there's a life blend like that. And also like switching off when you know that you're not feeling your best. So for example, like I had a migraine. I had to switch off. It sounds silly.
Yeah,
like,
but also it shouldn't get to that. But you got to that point because you were pushing yourself too hard and you do
and
it every time.
That's the point.
And you know it happens at a certain time of the month. I mean, I don't want to talk about that on the podcast today.
But, why not, James?
But, well, how do we talk about it?
Oh my God, are you blushing?
I don't know.
About periods.
No, I'm not.
Aww.
What is it like R for? But I didn't know if you want to talk about it.
What, periods?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay, fine.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, no, I don't specifically want to talk about it, but...
But yeah, as a female...
God, that got uncomfortable, didn't it?
As a female, women, we should be more aware of our like menstrual cycle because it does have a major effect. Since I started tracking it, I realise that like I can almost tell when I'm about to like start my period because I have like certain things that happen. Like I'll have a few days where I feel tired. But yes,
but
because I was so focused
it,
on getting everything done before holiday, I was working late and it was silly. And so yeah, switching off doesn't have to be like, oh, having a week holiday, but it's about understanding your body, how you're feeling. But also, like you said, switching off is important to have a balance in the fact that, like you say, with the kids, we've made some amazing memories, we've spent some quality time together, like it was really nice. And with my mum and dad, like it was lovely.
You
like,
can see
really
the impact of it once we've been home as well, because like George is crying now going to nursery, which he loves going to nursery.
Going, I want daddy, not mummy, I want daddy.
I want daddy kisses. I mean, that's the sweetest
thing
ever.
Although to be fair, on holiday, George was, I'm going to say it, he was an arsehole.
Oh God.
He whinged and whinged. I think we were staying up later than normal. He wasn't having many naps. Every time he fell asleep in the car, we'd arrive where we were going and get like woken up. He'd just become more and more grouchy.
The devil
but
child.
He was just like, obsessed with you, wasn't he? He was so annoying. So on the last day, we had to punish him and not let him go swimming, which felt horrible, but he was just like, we didn't know what to do, did we?
He's still talking. He had such a tantrum that I cut my hand
trying to get him in the car
because he jumped out the car seat. So I scratched my hand on the road, and he's still now, he's looking at it. He keeps looking at it now going, I did that, didn't I, Dad? And I'm like, no, I did it.
Yeah.
But it was your fault.
Yeah, it was all your fault.
I think the people of, shout out to the people of Southwold, by the way, because I think at least two or three people, if it hadn't been for my enraged face and no one wanted to go near me, that I think they would have gone, excuse me, have you abducted that small child? Because he was kicking off
so bad.
I ended up going off the pier.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to jump out of the pram so much. I had to pick him and the pram. You know, you get like... anger strength.
Yeah.
I just frog marched him. I just picked up the pram with him in it.
Yeah.
I just walked him off.
It got to the point though where everyone, like, even my mum and dad were like, gosh, he does not stop, does he? Like, it was just constant. Anyway, so James did a bit of research. I think we should read this one out.
Yeah.
So, because we've been talking about business and switching off. So this is important. Switching off is important for business owners for several reasons. So this is, where's this come from, James?
This has come from ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah. ChatGPT. Talks about ChatGPT.
It's flipping legendary.
AI writing.
It wrote this for me in 20 seconds.
Amazing.
Literally less than 20 seconds. Go on then, you read it out like a newsreader.
Oh, do you want to read it?
No, you go for it.
We'll take it in turns.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so number one, it reduces stress. Running a business can be stressful and it can take a toll on your mental and physical health. Switching off and taking a break can help reduce stress and prevent burnout.
It wrote this in 20 seconds for me. What? Increased productivity. Taking regular breaks and switching off can actually help increase your productivity. It allows your brain to recharge or refocus, making you more efficient when you return to work. Nice. Do you remember when you were at school?
Yeah.
And they said if you were studying, what do they call it? Like cramming. You know, when you're trying to revise. Yeah. They say you should only be doing it in 20 minute chunks, then take 5 minutes out and then go back because your brain actually can't focus on one task for that long.
I'm sure as well when you're working, say like at a computer. I'm sure it's something like you're supposed to have like a break every 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, you should take your eyes off the screen for... Right? Yeah, exactly what I said.
Better decision making. When you are stressed and overwhelmed, it can be difficult to make clear and effective decisions.
Oh, that's so true.
Oh my God, that is so me. Taking time to switch off and relax can help clear your mind and improve your decision making abilities.
Right, okay, so let's talk about this
quickly. I must have been very stressed when we met. Sorry, what?
Wow. Let's talk about this because
Let's talk about. Yeah.
You finished?
Yeah.
So last week, when you end up having the migraine.
Yep.
And it was completely counterproductive because you were working that late into the evening, knowing you wrote eye roll counter twice, three times, four. I'll just keep going. Five. You give yourself another migraine. Oh, I looked to the light. She's like, oh, no. So can you just look up so I can get the camera? Ah, I looked to the light. Anyway, when you got the migraine, that was stupid. And I got really annoyed with you for having a migraine, I'll be honest. You didn't know it.
It was hormonal as well. It wasn't just like...
But you knew it was coming.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It was a week, sorry.
No.
Going back to periods, it's a week early. I didn't know.
Yeah, but you could have known. You 100% could have known. You were starting to get tired.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you was.
No, I wasn't. That's what was so weird about this month. So this is backfiring because that didn't happen.
Okay, Hayley's great.
Improve creativity. Sometimes the best ideas come when you are not actively thinking about them.
Oh, you're right.
Switching off and engaging in relaxing activities can help stimulate your creativity, inspire new ideas. Oh, I massively believe that.
Oh, which one are we on now? Better work-life balance. We'd say we don't like balance. We're going to go blend. As a business owner, it can be easy to let work consume your life. Switching off and prioritising time for relaxation and self-care can help you achieve a better work-life balance blend and improve your overall well-being.
Yes.
Overall,
switching off is essential for business owners to maintain good health, maximise productivity, and make better decisions for their business. That's amazing, isn't it?
This message is brought to you by ChatGPT, which is a machine which knows more about how to look after yourself than you do. Think about that.
And that is the amazing thing as well. Like, this is kind of... Can you turn that off? Sorry. I can't think.
You genuinely think you run this show now, don't you? Yeah.
Who run the world, girls? Who run the world, girls?
I hope that gets turned into a clip. You'll be embarrassed, won't you?
Why? That was gold.
Anyway. It's a dance move.
No, so it's switching off. It's not really about that. But you know, like sometimes when I'm switched off, this goes back to like when I'm so switched off and it takes me a while to get back in. Because then what happens is you get back online and you see like everyone doing these great things, marketing themselves really well. And I get a bit like overwhelmed and a bit like, oh my God, I need to get back out there and back on this and, you know, sort my posts out, do that. And then it's like, we have got so much software now at our fingertips that can really help us. And it can almost like save us time. Like the ChatGPT thing, like everyone's going on about it. But the truth of it is that was written in 20 seconds.
That's amazing.
Okay, that is amazing.
And if I'd had to write that, you'd have to research. Yeah. That's probably an hour's worth of work.
But what you can do is then go through that, add your own personality, tweak it. There's certain words or expressions perhaps you wouldn't use. But the fact of the matter is, you could plan out like all of your content using something like a ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And then you can use things like, I use like Planable, which is a software that can schedule out your posts. So like, there's so many things now that we can use that's automated to help you kind of like get back time in your business to help you then, have more time to switch off or do the things that help you to be that better performer.
I think you get to a certain point when you invest either your time or your money in buying back that time.
Yeah.
And you have to think of it like buying time.
Yeah.
And then you see it in the right way. So like when you're paying everyone's like salary at the end of the month, it doesn't feel like a cost because like it's an fagin. Investment.
Oh, go on then, have another cuppa. Have another cuppa. You got to pick a bucket or two.
You are a bit Fagin-esque. You got the nose.
Do you know what? I noticed last week you were talking about like we've had to switch around the whole fucking living room so that your face looks better on the camera.
So funny.
My lips are like they're going inwards. Does your jaw recede as you get older?
Your teeth are caving in. Your teeth are like getting narrower. I don't know.
This podcast is so good for my self-awareness. So
like, we watch the podcast on telly. Oh my God, how vain. And all we do is sit there and go, oh my God, look at my chin.
Your jowly
look
neck.
Look at my jowly neck. And then you're like, do I need lip implants?
My lip goes inwards.
Please get lip implants.
I think I should get...
No, because your bottom lip's...
massive.
Yeah. You can get that stuff that you put on your lip and it kind of makes them swell.
What? What's that?
Like a bee sting.
What? Put a bee sting on your lips?
No, it's like stuff you can put on.
Do you know, I'll have to tap up Charlotte Shipman. Shout out Charlotte Shipman.
I don't think you should have done that.
She would love that.
Oh, she
would love that. She'll know where to go for some lips. Cheers, Charlotte. I'm going to go.
I'm on your side. I'm on your side, Charlotte.
Okay,
right,
fine.
I think it's time. It's time for a small.
Oh, yeah. But this ties into our little holiday, doesn't it, as well?
Shut up.
Here we go. Here we go. Small business. Oh, scary small business. Oh, scary.
That was not a cat. That was a... dinosaur!
Do you think you're in the movie for Thriller today? Is that what you're doing?
Thriller!
What's with the weird hands?
Thriller! That's what they're doing, isn't it?
Not like
thriller
that, they don't.
Now.
Okay, we get it. You know the dance. Fantastic. Well done, you. Right, so small business shout-out this week. Lends itself to our little holiday that we just went on because we went to Norfolk and... there's no fucking chance of not having a good time there, is there? Hey. Come on, who's not enjoying themselves?
You used to have that all the time when we used to do quizzes abroad. There would always be a team that used Norfolk.
Norfolk and chance, and there was always a lot of Mike Hunts. I wasn't there. And the first time I read that out, I was like, who's Mike Hunt's specials?
I remember once on stage, I was doing a little game show where you have to pick the names out of the hat to see who like wins the prize. And there was just all these like names, and I picked one out, and I said, Jack me off. And I remember it was Mandy Tabor, who we worked with. I was like, so, because I was just not thinking about it. And everyone just started laughing in the audience. And she come running on stage with her hand over her mouth, like, oh my God, like laughing. But like, what have you said? And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even realise.
What show used to do that? It was The Simpsons, wasn't it? Where Bart Simpson used to phone up Moe's Tavern and he'd always make up funny names. Anyway, last week when we were in Norfolk, there was loads of cool stuff. Where did we stay?
We stayed near Lowestoft,
Broadland Sands, which is a nice little resort. And we're in Lowestoft, and it was brilliant because you're like a half an hour drive from loads of cool stuff. One thing that we were quite close to was a fantastic day out. I mean, if you've got dinosaur obsessed kids, this is a must go to. Small business shout out this week goes to Raw Dinosaur Park.
Oh my God, honestly, it's the second time
epic.
We have been, and it is just so great. I can't. like, when you go there, it's a really nice open air, like really open place. There's like play parks and it's all kind of, it's all themed dinosaur.
Yeah.
And sorry.
It's like a proper, for me, it's like a proper theme park.
Yeah.
It's like a proper little theme park. Because some of these days out, not in a bad way, it's like a, like half a farm or something like that. You know, they've got some like ratty old cattle in the background and it's like 15 quid. You can go and like, I don't know, touch a pig or feed a goat or whatever. I love to touch a pig.
For some people, that sounds like a great day out.
Does sound like a good day out. No,
it's just great. Like
proper,
say,
proper little theme park,
play parks. They've got like a theatre where you can go and watch a cinema show, which is like an epic.
That's really good,
isn't
it? It's
almost like a cartoon Jurassic World film.
It's like a DreamWorks movie, isn't it? Yeah.
Then they have live shows where you...
Dippy.
Where
you've can see like Dippy the Dinosaur.
Dippy the Dinosaur. They've got like little car rides.
Go-karts. A dinosaur trail.
And then there's beautiful
petting zoo down the bottom. So if you do want to touch a pig, you can touch them down there.
You walk all down this lovely trail and they've got like these life-size dinosaurs. Some of them are like animatronics. But it's just such a beautiful place. And then when you get to the bottom, like say you've got the petting zoo, they've got
high wire ropes.
Yeah,
like a high ropes thing, which you'd pay like 30 quid for a centre park just for that.
It's just such a nice place. They've got dinosaur dig, haven't they? We can dig for dinosaurs. Then they've got like, you know, the indoor soft play, those kind of things. But it's just the whole day, it's just so nice. We love it. So if you're ever in that area,
do it.
I'd say like, yeah, it's great if you love dinosaurs, but I think even if you're not into dinosaurs, I think
if you hate dinosaurs, go there. You still have a lovely time.
It's just a lovely place to walk around and to do things. So Roar Dinosaur Park.
But if you are one of those people who've got
It's Roar Roarr. .co.uk. roarr.co.uk.
Yeah, really, really good. Love. Do you know what I think makes a big difference? What? Like you said about it being themed.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get out of the car, it's like Disney.
Oh, it's the music.
So I've got the music and there's a big T-Rex and there's a photo opportunity right at the beginning. And the way that they get you through the gate, I think those little things make such a difference.
Like the whole thing is branded really well. I love a bit of branding. But like from the moment, and then you can download the app and then you can like go on it and you can like go around the park. Yeah, and they've got like that maze, haven't they, that you can go on as well and like look for the dinosaur. It's just brilliant. And
great value day out.
Loads of photo opportunities and the kids love it.
It was like 20 quid, you're saying, as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It's like not expensive for what you get for it. It's not expensive at all.
It's great.
And it's also like, if you're a family, you'll know this. Like sometimes if you take, you know, when you go for these days out, especially if you've got like the four of us going and your mum and dad, you know, it can become quite an expensive day. And if you then got to eat in the park and that stuff, you're probably looking at a couple of hundred quid, which for a lot of people, that's a lot of dough. For us, it's a lot of dough. Yeah. But they've got all these like indoor picnic areas and nice outdoor eating areas.
Courtesy of my mum who made the sandwiches every time we went out.
But yeah, really, really, genuinely really fantastic. It. Great day out. Roar.
Love it.
Roar Dinosaur Park in Norwich. In Norfolk. If you're up near that neck of the woods, go and check them out. There. That's this week's Small Business Shout. Small business, small business, small mother flipping business. Our kids are obsessed with dinosaurs as well, so that was the epic best day out you can imagine. Now, talking of great stuff, we've now got to go completely the other direction, I'm afraid, guys. You can talk about greatness in one hand, and on the other hand, you've got to talk about mugs. Ooze a mug. That's what you do. Don't look at that. I just thought I'd do your thing instead for this week.
So bad.
That's what it's
you
like.
Do it again now. I'm not doing that anymore.
Ooze a mug. Someone has been arrived. Mug. Ooze a mug.
Double mug.
Been a mug. Anyway, this week we have had not an email through about this muggy behaviour. We've actually had a voice note has been sent through to us.
Love
about
it.
Someone's muggy behavior. Let's dial in now and listen to this this voice note and find out how muggy you
Hi,
think
Jason
this is.
Hayley. I'm recording this whilst I still remember everything because Neil has been a ride mug this evening. So Neil and I do not get a break very often, and we've had our first date in probably a year. And Neil has sat opposite me at dinner and insulted me all evening. The first insult was he told me that I hadn't aged a bit, and then told me since this morning.
I said you hadn't aged a bit, and you said, yes, I have. So I thought, okay, if you're going to be like that, I'll say since this morning.
Okay. Then he said, you're beautiful, but... you're originally doing. She didn't need saying.
Rude.
Didn't need saying.
Rude.
Then I said, he showed me a picture, and I said, do you think I'm starting to look like my mum? And he said, yeah, you need surgery.
Bill!
And then I said, if this had been your first date, you wouldn't have got a second date. What would you have done if this had been a first date? What would you have done differently? And he went, I would have tried.
Oh!
I think I'm pretty funny.
So, send us our mugs, guys, because I'm done with this boy. I'm done with this boy. And I even told him I was going to report him, and he went, good, because I want a mug.
Love it.
I do want a mug.
So anyway, hope you're having a nice Saturday evening. We're off to the cinema now, if Neil lives that long. Bye.
Oh,
Neil and Vicky, thank you very much for getting
check
in contact.
In to make sure that
they're still okay.
Neil's still okay. Well, I'm laughing.
Is it muggy enough for a mug?
I think absolutely double mug.
Who's a mug? Who's a mug?
Neil and Vicky's been a mug. Victoria, not Vicky.
It being a mug, amazing.
I love it, and that just cracked me up. And that's the sort of banter we would have as
that
well.
Is.
Isn't it?
That
you haven't
is.
Aged a bit since this morning.
They are, like, Neil and Vicky, I know them, I've met them at an event.
Yeah.
So Neil's got a really, I'm sure he does, like, tractor wheels or something,
right.
Like tractor tyres.
Yeah.
But he's, like, the UK's leading expert in tractor tyres, which
okay.
is, like, a bit, it's, like, a really successful business. And Victoria and Neil both collectively, I think Victoria's main thing is this amazing cafe they've got called
yes.
V8, which is based up in Lincoln, if I remember rightly, Boston. In Lincolnshire, and it's this unbelievable cafe.
Yeah.
And like dining experience, but it's like an American diner. Neil's dad, I think it was, or Victoria's dad, has basically like refurbished half of these fronts of cars and turned them into booths and stuff. So it's amazing, but they work so hard. You see them just constantly.
We'll have to go up there.
And they've got a little one and they're juggling and all that kind of stuff. So to hear that.
You're going
to
both get a mug, a double mugger.
So there you go.
Double mug.
For all of your hard work, for all of your effort, you've got yourself a 12 quid mug. Congratulations. Which Hayley's so annoyed about, by the way.
No,
she said to me last night, she went, do you know it's £12 a mug? I was like, what? So it's too expensive to send that mug? Well, it's 100 quid a month, isn't it? You're a mug. You should win yourself a mug for being muggy.
I've got a mug. Although the mugs I'm sending out are better because they got it on both sides.
Winging its way to you, Victoria and Neil.
So
congratulations. Neil, you're a... that was muggy. It's the sort of thing
I
do, though.
I love it.
I've got your back, mate.
Yeah.
I've got your back. Right, it's time for a little bit of this. Now, we talked about this last week. I'm really looking forward to this.
So if you listen to last week's... Sorry to cut you off. If you listen to last week's... I mean, you did drag on a bit, didn't you?
How dare you? In fact, you know what? If someone is out there keeping a...
Somewhere out there.
What a song. Beneath the purple light. What's
what
that from?
That?
Five or Goes West?
American Tale?
American Tale. Five or Goes West. Full title. If anyone's out there, don't sing it. And that's what I've got now going around in my head. I sure used to do that in a cabaret. I used to do that song.
James.
It was horrific.
Along with all the horrific songs that you killed. No, you were a good singer.
If anybody is out there who's watching this on YouTube, could you count up the amount... Could you count up the amount of... could you count up the amount of insults I've had today? I reckon you've insulted
really
me at
hot.
Least...
I think it's the heat.
50... you're hot, you think it's the heat?
Of this jumper, it's
okay.
Just...
We'll wrap this up in a minute. Anyway, unless you've got any more insults, little Miss Perfection over there, count up the insults and let me know. Freya's
so
good at keeping a tab.
Yeah, if you listened to the podcast last week, which was us talking about setting up each other on Tinder. So we were going to create a profile, put up some pictures. We kind of bottled it a little bit. Because I went on there and I was like, this is actually quite real. We might have people like messaging us. And I was like, But I thought, let's still do the exercise.
Yeah.
So I did a bit of research from the founder who described how you should write your bio. So like you should choose sort of up to 5 pics, which can be a mixture of action shots, group pictures.
And no topless. It was very specific about no topless.
And then in your bio, you
should
share...
Is that a guys
share...
and girls thing, do you think?
Yeah,
topless?
I think so.
Okay, fine.
Actually, on that side note, yesterday I had a friend's over and the kids were playing. We were just chilling. And you put on telly in the background and it was the reruns of Baywatch.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was obsessed. But I was like, you wouldn't be able to make that anymore.
No.
Like the women in it, like they're incredible. But like everyone looks immaculate. Anyway, that was a side note. So this guy says that in your bio, you should include things like your hobbies, you know, any kind of films or quotes from a character that you like, So we thought, right, well, let's write each other's bio. And then what we're going to do, if you follow us on our Instagram, we are actually going to put these out this week. So you'll see the
our what we've written bios.
And also some of the imagery that we have selected from our past to go with our profile.
Someone had mentioned that they want to see this lemon jumper that you slagged me off for a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to have to find...
I can see the burnt face. I can never unsee that right red face and the chav chain. I get it.
So that should be one of my. That should be one of my five pictures. That should be one of my five pictures.
They might have to be screenshots of a picture because the ones that I'm thinking of are in an album.
Okay.
There's some gold.
In an album?
Yeah, like in a photo album.
Oh God, is that the silver one that you made for me? Like take a little 15 years. Okay.
Anyway, so we've written each other. So we need to have got any like love music? No, we haven't.
Yeah, I got some love music. You can have a bit. You can have a little bit.
So we've written each other's profile. So this, if you went onto Tinder, this is what you would read about myself. Or about James, but we've written it for each other.
Yeah.
So James, would you like to go first?
No, I'd like you to go first. Or would you like me to go
first?
Yeah,
you go first. So I think what we should do is let's read it out without, I will not interrupt you at all, even if you're completely offensive.
Okay.
And then after I'll pull it apart and slag you off.
No worries.
Okay.
Standard. So this is me writing as if this is your Tinder profile.
Okay.
So this is what I'd write for you.
Can we turn that down a little
bit? Hi guys, I'm newly single and looking for love. If you've ever listened to my top-rated podcast, you'll know that I've never been heartbroken before, so being back on the shelf left to rot in the dating pool is very much outside of my comfort zone. I'm a successful businesswoman, although I'm so self-deprecating that you'd never guess it, with two beautiful boys who are really no hassle at all. Honest, no, not even the toddler who never listens to a fucking word that I tell him. My favourite hobby is making up ailments that don't actually exist. Seriously, ask the London Ambulance Service who once had to come to my bedside, and not in a good way. I'm looking to meet a rich, successful Bradley Cooper lookalike who has the body of Ryan Gosling in La La Land. In fact, I would like him to be able to dance. I'd like you to be able to dance like Ryan Gosling too. In fact, fuck it. Only get in contact if you're Ryan Gosling. Yes. Kindest regards, Hayley.
Oh, I love it.
So that is... I think you get some dates off the back of
that. I love the rotting on the shelf.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't even think I need to pull that apart.
No? Fairly accurate.
Ryan Gosling.
Anything you'd include? You said his like hobbies, favourite movie quote. I don't know if you've got like a favourite quote, have you really?
I mean, I would have. Can I?
I wish I could quit you.
Although tap dancing, I've recently found out that a parent friend from the school, his partner does tap dancing classes where I went tap dancing.
Once.
That once time.
Oh my God.
One time. I spent like £70 on new
tap shoes. Sorry, just break that down. How's that made you more likely to go? Like, because you met, like one of the dads from school, his husband is now the teacher.
Yeah, don't know.
Okay.
Right, let me just get it. I'm not ready.
Tinder me up, baby.
Okay, so this is James's. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, I'm James. I'm 39. Clean on to my 30s. And my hairline. I'm laughing at my joke. I love nothing more than waking at 5 a.m, freezing my balls in a cold shower, pumping iron in the gym and smashing a McDonald's burger on the way home. Always chicken as it's healthy. When I'm not being the slightly nauseating fun dad, I like to escape for some light motivational reading or breathing exercises to keep me grounded and stop my inner demons unleashing themselves. I enjoy watching films that make me feel like a proper geezer. Jason Statham is my man crush. His movie one-liners make my biceps flex. You don't need your mouth to pee, the transporter. Next time, I'll deflate all your balls, friend, the Expendables. I'm looking for someone who takes pride in their appearance. You know, matching undies, shaved legs, that sort of thing. Someone who enjoys frequent, fun cuddles once we have ticked off our daily Have We Been Great checklist. But it also...
This sounds like my dream person.
But is also equally independent to do their own thing so I can sit alone, very alone, working and listening to Rob Dyrdek's podcast. Fun facts. I was in a boy band called Blag that got through to X Factor's boot camp.
Oh,
sadly, I didn't make the final. But looking back, I think I was too talented. People call me James, Bertie Bambaston, Eagle or Twat. Any is fine. Swipe up or slip me a message if you like what you see. And I've got a couple of emojis there.
Oh, very good. Very good. I thought that was very good. Very apt. Very apt. I like the part of you've got to be independent so I can sit alone. Very alone.
Well, it's like, do you remember when I went to when I used to work in artist management, I went to Australia on tour. Six weeks, didn't you?
Oh, the dream.
And I think you left the house like twice.
Yeah,
and that was just to sit around where we lived at the time at like an outdoor pool, and that was just to go out there, wasn't it?
I went out there every day. I just didn't sit leave out there, the front. I didn't go out the front of the house for
James
weeks.
Yeah, you're a bit of a lone wolf.
Which I never used to think about myself. I just like my own space.
Just like to be on your own. I'm not going to be mean. I was going to say, be on your own, be miserable. No, I'm joking. You're not that miserable.
I am.
So then
that's why I like it. I think if I had to rate that, I'd say that you won.
Yeah.
You won.
No, I don't know. Yours is quite funny, but you minimal effort.
But because no, it said 250 characters and you ended up writing a fucking monologue.
I don't know. I didn't. It just sort of flowed.
Standard thing of Hayley not having any concept of time.
You love a bit of Jason Statham as well, don't you?
I do love a bit of Jason Statham.
I was like trying to find these movie quotes and I was like, what was that really awful one though? Is it Crank or something?
Oh God, he had to keep his heart rate up. Oh, so it's like at one point he's like on an American football field, like fucking the girl he was with. It was so weird, but I love it. That's what I'm going to do.
Gazer!
God, Gazer!
I think I'm going to wet myself. Oh,
good no. time to end the show. Thank you as always for being here. We really appreciate it. We love making these shows, honestly.
Love it.
Oh, we absolutely love
Make
it.
Sure
we
as
do.
Well, you know, get in touch if you've been a mug.
Yes.
You can send us a voice recording. You can go on our website.
Voice note us on Instagram. That's probably really easy to do. Do that.
Or you can visit our website, businessmarriagepod.com. You can share the love. Tell us about someone you work with who's fantastic. Just get in touch. Or a small business shout out. You've got a small business you want to shout out? Yeah. Let us know.
Absolutely.
Invite us along.
Yeah, we'll come and check
it. Send us some shit.
We'll come and check it out.
Check it out.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please do us a favour. Give us a 5-star review wherever you download your podcast. I know all
please
podcasts say that, but it actually
guys.
Really helps
if
to grow the podcast.
If you haven't been on Apple and you left a review, please, please, please do so. And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and you'll be seeing our Tinder profiles and those lovely pictures going out.
Good ending to the show. You were very good today. Very good indeed.
This show is a Phonic Media production.